News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Well, much to the relief of Irish diplomats, there was no blood on the walls in the Oval Office yesterday after the meeting between Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Donald Trump went off relatively smoothly. A big day of political engagements. Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent, was following the Taoiseach around Washington.
Taoiseach, and I love the name because Micheál, but it's Michael. I said, how many people call you Michael? It's exactly Michael. I said, he said about 50%. I said, do you get upset when they do? He said, no, but I'm going to call you Micheál because that's the way it is.
From the get-go, Donald Trump was making the effort with Micheál Martin. He was open, he was friendly and generally in a chatty mood. But the meeting in the Oval Office was far from all rosy for the Taoiseach.
The EU was set up in order to take advantage of the United States.
Including Ireland? Is Ireland taking advantage of the US?
Of course they are. I can't, you know, I have great respect for Ireland and what they did. And they should have done just what they did. But the United States shouldn't have let it happen. We had stupid leaders. We had leaders that didn't have a clue.
Micheál Martin took a battering for much of the meeting, albeit on a much different scale to Volodymyr Zelensky. He didn't push the issue of Gaza. He didn't push back either on the very heavy criticism of the EU. The only area he had a clap back on was on the trade imbalance.
It's a two-way street too. And we are investing a lot more in America now. And people may not realise, but Ryanair, one of our biggest airlines, for example.
I'll trade.
Air Cap.
I'll trade.
They buy more, the two of them together, buy more Boeing airplanes than anybody else outside
That's
of America.
Good.
And for all his rehearsal of that argument this week, Trump wasn't buying it.
With all that we've said, we can talk about right now, there's a massive deficit.
Yeah.
I don't mean by a little bit. I mean, there's a massive deficit that we have with Ireland.
The economic message was pretty clear. Trump is coming with tariffs and coming to try to reshore pharma. He came almost as a smiling assassin, respectful of decades of successful Irish foreign direct investment policy, but also very clear those days in his mind are over. He almost treated the Taoiseach like he was an old friend who'd pulled a fast one on him. Meanwhile, Micheál Martin's strategy was to be like his father, a defensive boxer. Their private meeting after the 50-minute Oval Office press conference lasted just 10 minutes before they then shared a car ride to Capitol Hill. Some kind remarks and a Riverdance performance later, Micheál Martin gave a short insight into their conversations.
It's very clear that the President likes Ireland. He has strong affection for the Irish people. And he was particularly complimentary in terms of the Irish approach in terms of economic management over the last number of decades. I think he put it in a fairly different way than that perhaps people might have expected, but nonetheless, he was clear.
I'm also told Trump asked plenty of questions privately about Ireland's peace process as he continues his own bid for a Nobel Peace Prize. Back in the White House later, it was time for the Bowl of Shamrock ceremony attended by, among others, Michael Flatley, and with seating arrangements that saw Robert F. Kennedy Jr. sitting just a few places away from TD Matty McGrath. And here, it was completely back to the pleasantries.
With that, I would like to ask Taoiseach Martin to say a few words. He's a very, very special man in Ireland, as you probably know. He's a very popular guy, which is not easy in Ireland. And it's an honor to have both Mary and Michael here with us.
While Micheál Martin tried to talk up the states again and the relationship between Ireland and the US.
Irish people can now be found in almost every industry and community across the United States. Mr. President, Irish Americans have lived the American dream.
So all in all, Micheál Martin will be happy with how the day unfolded and the welcome he got from Trump and J.D. Vance. Playing it safe was the sensible thing to do politically, but his joke at a Trump comment on housing and his softness when it came to Gaza will no doubt lead to criticism at home. Today, the focus is on trade with an appearance at the American Chamber of Commerce before Micheál Martin is the guest of honour at the swanky Ireland Funds Gala dinner, where admission starts at $1,000 a plate. Sean Defoe in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that's a pricey lunch. Shane, what I find fascinating is the opposition trying to make politics out of this. And I know that a lot of people would have wanted Micheál Martin to be more forceful, perhaps, on issues like Gaza. But again, as I pointed out yesterday, this is not politics, this is diplomacy. And that there's a big difference between them. Yeah. And the idea of accusing the Taoiseach of plomos while he was in the White House. I mean, to get out as he did probably will go down as a diplomatic success for Ireland.
Yeah, I think yesterday was a result, wasn't it? That's all we need to do, as you say, get out without making a scene, without coming in the crosshairs. I'm not sure what more Micheál Martin could have done. I'm not sure it would have had any impact if he had done anything else except to alienate Donald Trump and get his back up. And I don't see that. Look, we saw what happened with Zelensky. We didn't want the same thing to happen to us. It's as simple as that.
And there was a risk, because Trump can go any way. He can turn on a sixpence. Well, and
do you know what struck me about that report, Jonathan? 50 minutes a press conference, 10 minutes meeting behind closed doors. That's the new reality we're dealing with.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it's going to be like that for at least another 3 years.
Now, 50.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.